Mortarian's Heart by L.J. Goulding. Performed by Sean Barrett, Tim Bentinck, Martin Ellis, Chris Fairbank, Jamie Parker, and David Timpson. Directed by Samuel Gunn. Produced by Heavy Entertainment for Black Library. Upon the blighted plains of Cornovin, a single warrior stood against all the foul hordes of chaos. He fought hard. He fought with the strength and fury of one freed from the trappings of ceremony and without thought for any other. Many kilometers away, around the Bastion enclaves, the Brotherhoods would be commencing their counterattacks upon the encroaching demonic forces, but Kaldor Drago fought alone. Quickened by his librarian's battle meditations, he was like the legendary champions of old as he carved a path through the enemy ranks. They came at him in droves, with withered flesh and rotten fangs, broken blades and ragged claws. Drago beat them back again and again, his sword fairly singing in his grip. As he fought, he felt the maggot-ridden multitude falter around him. The skyline was lit anew by the flash of Imperial guns, and he saw the chapter's liveried gunships sweeping low in the distance. Caught between a fresh wave of Master Kai's Terminators and Purgation squads, and this upstart new Lord of the Grey Knights tearing through their rearguard, Drago supposed that it might be enough to make even the Death Lord himself take notice. He did not know if it was destiny or merely chance, but he sensed that his quarry was close at hand. Breaking out from the throng, the Demon Prince's surviving champions barred his path. Bred for battle and whittled down by millennia of endless attrition, the implacable Death Shroud were singular foes. Drago unleashed a psychic barrage from his gauntlets, rending their corrupted flesh and shattering their ancient warplate. Yet still they came, their eyes blazing with unremitting fury as they struck back at him. Drago fired until his storm bolter was dry, then hewed left and right with his blade. He hacked open the corroded breastplate of one warrior, then thrust clean through the skull of... There, behind him. The flash of precognition saved Drago. He hurled himself aside just as the monstrous form of the Death Lord crashed down to earth on ragged wings, the force of his landing scattering the lesser rabble and carving furrows in the mud with his clawed, armored feet. Drago spun to face him, his sword already up.
Hold, demon! Come no closer!
The demon prince rose slowly from his crouch, flexing his grip around the pitted haft of his war scythe. Though his gaunt features seemed perpetually lost in shadow, an elaborate and archaic rebreather mask protruded from the lower half of his hood, spouting plumes of noxious vapor with every hissing, rasping breath. He stared down at the bloodied and battered Grey Knight before him. When the Death Lord spoke, his voice was like cracking bones.
I have nothing to fear from you, little witch. You are not the one.
The closest demons gibbered in a twisted parody of laughter, edging closer to their master and his chosen prey. Drago did not move.
I may not be the one you speak of, but I shall open the way for him to follow.
Divine prophecy or wishful thinking?
The Death Lord inclined his head, as though considering the difference between the two.
You seek to confront me, to bind me to the mortal plane. 7 times 7. Let us be about it then. Speak your hollow rituals and empty words of power.
Behind his visor, Drago narrowed his eyes.
I name you as Mortarian, fallen Primarch of the 14th Legion, Master of the Death Guard. You are the dread liberator of Barbarus. You are the Reaper and the Traveler, the Death Lord and the Pale King. You are...
Titles. Titles and epithets conjured from the minds of lesser beings to venerate or denigrate. They would know me only by what I had done, or what they feared I might do. The sycophant and the subjugated, ally and enemy alike. Who are they to seek to bind me with such paltry, mortal words?
He raised an immense, gauntleted hand and pointed at Drago.
Who? Indeed. Are you?